You are listening to Happy Families with Principal Lisa, only on 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE.
Welcome to Happy Families with Principal Lisa. Thank you for joining me today for Happy Families at 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE. I'm Lisa and I will be with you for the next hour. Keep in contact throughout the show today. Share your views and your ideas via Instagram at Pearl FM. Today, I'm joined by my own family, the Sherrington Boyds. What better way to discuss the challenges of family life than to bear all with your daughter Autumn and my husband Gary? So today we're going to be rather brave. We're going to talk about what's worked for us, what connects us as a happy family, and perhaps we'll share with you what didn't work. Join me after the break to hear more. Keep it at Pearl, the number one fun station in the UAE.
You are tuned into Happy Families with Principal Lisa, only on 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE.
Welcome back to Happy Families with Principal Lisa. I'm Lisa and I'm going to be with you for the next hour at 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE. Now today I'm being very brave as I'm joined here in the studio by my own family, the Sherrington Boyds. Now in our family we're mum, dad and we've got three children who are now in their 20s. So we've got two boys and a daughter called Autumn and she's here with us today. So what we're going to talk about is what connected us as a family. What worked and perhaps what didn't work. So join me as my daughter and I discuss the ins and outs of our family life. So you could say today it's keeping up with the Sherrington Boyds. Now, my daughter and I both work in education and in fact eat alongside each other in the nursery. So we spend all day with each other. So it's an absolute miracle that we both get on. So let's kick off this keeping it up with the Sherrington Boyds bear all with a rose and thorn question to my daughter Autumn. So Autumn, what worked in our family and what did I get right as a mother when you look back?
Hello everyone, thank you for having me, Mum, Principal
well.
Lisa. Well, I think a lot worked and I think you've always told me in the past that you worry that what did you get right, and I think you got loads right. I have amazing memories of my childhood, mainly the adventure aspect you sort of created. I remember going on long walks in the forest and looking for fairies and always coming back to something really nice baked, you know, a hot cake at home. And I think that's something that was really important for us.
And what was really nice is growing up out of the three children, you were the one who believed my stories of fairies the most.
I still do, and I'm 24. that magic element I think you really instilled in us, and that adventure aspect, and just simple things, you know, just going for a walk in the woods and you know, not spending money, just taking a little sandwich with us, that was really nice, so thank you for that.
Bless you.
And then I would say a thorn is probably having to do the cleaning every Sunday. We were, you know, me and my brothers had to clean the whole house on a Sunday. Now, I know that was, you know, very beneficial.
Not on your own. We did it as a team because for us, we were both working parents and, you know, and I was teaching and, it, you know, that's the only way that we could do family life. And we wanted to kind of instill a sense of responsibility in you. But I know it was a bit tough.
Yeah, no, I can see all the benefits, but I didn't at the time. I very much resented you for it.
Well, when I would appear on a Sunday with my duster and go, come on then.
Yeah, the hands would be clapping early Sunday morning. Right, everyone, up you get. Make your bed. You know, dust the kitchen shelves.
So, and then can we ask Dad? So, my husband, Gary, so can we ask you now, if you were going to say a rose and a thorn about our family life growing up, what would you say?
Well, I think mine was very much similar to Autumn's. I also enjoyed looking for fairies in the forest, and the cleaning on a Sunday was awful. I'd been away a week working in London, and it would still be me getting clapped at 7 o'clock in the morning.
No, come on,
come
now.
On, it come wasn't. On, everyone, make your beds.
I was just a born bossy teacher, but no, it wasn't quite 7 a.m. But look, what did you take from that, Autumn? What did that teach you?
Well, it definitely, you know, taught me how to clean a kitchen and to have a clean house. No, it did. It taught me to have really high standards for my home and become sort of a good host in that way. Like, whenever I have my friends around, they always comment on that. And also, you know, about being hardworking. You know, I had a job at 15. All of us did, you know, all of my brothers as well.
In fact, your brother, because we lived in a very small Cornish village, in fact, your brother used to go out and catch fish on his kayak and sell them for 50p to the local restaurant owner.
Exactly.
So. And we made scones and sold them outside. But it was, probably compared to the upbringing that some of the children have in Dubai, it was a little different. But definitely some benefits there, perhaps.
It's worth adding as well that with the cleaning, that's how we determine the pocket money.
Well, that's right. And it was almost like a delayed gratification, you know, that if you joined in and you were part of that team, that's how you got the pocket money. But it must be difficult for parents now.
Well, the trouble we had with Ted was he actually didn't want the money. So
Ted was the one who was out on his fishing boat catching mackerel for 50p. So he didn't need our money from the cleaning because he'd made quite a bit already.
I know, and poor Autumn had to like, carry his weight in.
Always.
Now, I think we've bared quite enough now. I think we better go to a break. So, look, join us after the break for a bit more. Stay tuned. Keep it at 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE.
You are listening to Happy Families with Principal Lisa, only on 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE.
Welcome back. Hi, you're listening to Happy Families with Principal Lisa. Now, I'm joined today in the studio by my very own family. So I have my daughter Autumn here, who's 24 and who's a nursery teacher with me in the nursery. In fact, she is my deputy. She's a supervisor. And I'm joined by my husband, Gary. So we've started to talk about setting up family traditions. How do we do that? And how does it work? So we talked about in our family, we had a family tradition that on every Sunday, everyone would come together and we would clean our home. And that was how the children got pocket money. And we kind of went in the woods and we looked for fairies and things like that. So what happens, perhaps, if you set up family traditions that might be quite tricky and a little bit hard work to always keep up? So what traditions do you feel that we keep up now? Gary, over to you.
Well, I think this Christmas is an excellent example. Christmas Eve, there was a rumour. There was a rumour going around the Twitter sphere that you weren't making bread sauce Christmas Day. Because every year, bread sauce, without fail. But this year, there was an opportunity that actually might not be happening. Now, and that caused a problem.
It did. And for the our listeners at home, you know, who might not know what bread sauce is an accompaniment that goes with turkey. And that's actually a very good example, Gary, because we've set up these traditions, say, at Christmas time as a family, where there would actually be about 10 different accompaniments, wouldn't there, for turkey. And Autumn was very upset because she thought this year bread sauce had not been made. So you've got to be careful, you know, everyone at home, what you set up really going forward in your family. What would you say, Autumn?
Well, I think we still eat together. That's when we have dinner, we sit down, everything's sort of in the middle of the table. And we make an effort to, you know, make conversation, talk about our day. We never have phones. I mean, sometimes people do, but we don't have our phones or, you know, iPads or anything at the table. You know, I think a lot of our traditions have really been focused around food. And I think that's fine because it's a really nice time, you know, to come together and share your experiences of the day. And I, you know, I'm going to instill that when I have children because I think it's really important and it really brought us together as a family.
But when you were growing up, compared to our mums, you know, mums and dads here in the UAE now, we didn't have mobiles and iPads, but what we did have was TV, and we never had TV suppers.
No.
Now, I wonder why, Gary, why do you think that that was important? Because we never had the TV on whilst we were eating, which would kind of be the equivalent to an iPad now.
Well, it's because you didn't let us. That's probably the main reason.
Yeah, when you were out, we did, didn't we, Dad?
What? I'm very sorry, everybody. You know, the truth is coming out now, isn't it? What are you telling me? That when I wasn't there, Principal Lisa...
Yes, when Principal Lisa was out doing her other jobs, we would take advantage of that and definitely have TV cakes, TV ice cream, TV popcorn, TV dinners.
Oh, no.
Yes, unfortunately, the truth has come out.
What else? Now, because if sometimes if I went away on a school trip or something, you know, and you would be at home with the children, you know, now's your big chance to tell us what actually happened when Principal Lisa was not there.
Well, generally what would happen is after we dropped you off at whatever train station or airport you needed to go to, the first port of call would be a high street fast food burger joint drive-through. Yes, for the their breakfast menu, because it was normally early. At that point, then I would also buy additional pancakes for lunch. And in the evening, it was generally a roast dinner-based.
Oh, right. So that's why Ted, the youngest child, always used to say, "Mum, when are you going away again?"
Oh, Ted was different. Whilst he enjoyed the food, it did give him unlimited time on his Xbox.
No. Oh, come on now.
No, seriously, we didn't have the TV on just because with those kind of distractions, you don't have any form of community or conversation. And I worked away a lot. Joking aside,
that's true, because you know, for us, you would be away, and in fact, I think that's often the case for families now here in the UAE, that you know, one of the parent has to travel for work, and so you would be home, and what would be obviously the weekend was a Friday in the UK, and that would be when, and so we would just be so looking forward to you coming home, and our way of expressing that kind of happiness that you were coming home was to make a big spaghetti bolognese with, you know, dough balls. And it was a great excitement. And everybody was involved in that. So I think a lot of family traditions can centre, you know, around food.
You can also have the certain traditions around the TV after the big meal. We all used to get together and watch things like The X Factor or Pop Idol then. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here as a family. We'd all sit on the sofa and watch TV.
You know, there's kind of family shows. But, I don't know. I wonder what kind of family shows there are, you know, now that everybody can watch together. Like, you know, some really good kind of Disney films, something like that. But I'm just reminded about one tradition that we had was that somebody in the house always used to have to put the star at the top of the Christmas tree. Now be careful to everybody at home that you don't set up something similar, because the rows that would come, because we'd forget who'd put it up the year before.
Yeah, we should have done a rota.
Yes.
Yeah, and do you know what? I think I always managed to do it every year, because I would always say, "Oh, I never get to do it."
But the fact that you've even mentioned a rota and a list really makes me think that you are the Principal Lisa of the future. So anyway, look, we'll come back again in a moment and we'll just keep sharing. You know, we're completely off script here. So, you know, whatever we say, it's going to be very interesting. So look, join us after a short break. Keep it at 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE.
You are tuned into Happy Families with Principal Lisa, only on 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE.
Hi, Hi, welcome back everyone. So you're listening to Happy Families with Principal Lisa. Now, we were chatting a little bit before we went to a break about food, but there is that old saying, isn't there, that families that eat together stay together, and we were touching, you know, on that earlier. But what other things mattered to us as a family, and how might that be different now? You've talked before about the things we had routines within our family, perhaps different times of the year. And when we were off air, Autumn was talking about health kicks in January that we would always follow. And perhaps some of us more recently have had that new start to 2019. So what would you say, Autumn?
Well, I would say, you know, after Christmas time, it's quite a heavy, heavy month. In January, we would sort of take it easy. It would be like a sort of a vegetarian month. And whilst we always moaned about it, it was actually, you know, good for us to have that humble month where, you know, things are just simple and not too extravagant.
Yes, but you see, the truth was, yes, it did happen. And now I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, gosh, didn't I do such a great job making humble month? But actually, the thing was, is we would have run out of money because we'd have bought so many presents over the Christmas period. And I'm sure families at home would know what I mean, that it wasn't meat-free January because of health. It was because we, you know, so when you used to have Gillian McKeith's Zuki Bean Pie, you know, there was a reason for that. But also for us as a family, we would always go camping. So we would camp for like 6 weeks, didn't we, you know, at a time, because obviously as a teacher in the UK you get your summer off and you get 6 weeks off. So we'd go camping. So what are your memories of holidays perhaps?
Oh, we had lovely holidays. I'm always boasting to my friends about our holidays. Just, they were just so simple and sweet, and we'd go down to the beach, and even if it was raining, like, Dad was famous for that, always doing a barbecue in a storm.
And for the rest of anyone who on the campsite. So we used to, you know, pick up extra adopted sort of children and, you know, and perhaps young adults who were camping for the first time, and there would always be plenty and plenty of sausages.
To be fair, though, our tent was pretty extravagant in comparison to other people's tents.
The truth's going to come out.
Microphone.
That's why it was a 6 week holiday. It would take me a week to put the tent together.
Microwave, I mean, we had a microwave, we had an electric blanket inside, you had a hairdryer.
But do you know what, though? Is a funny moment, and I don't know whether Gary would remember this and say it, but do you remember we really wanted to buy a caravan? We'd had this old tent that we'd pitch up every year, and it would rain and we'd all get wet, and we wanted a Bailey 620 caravan, didn't we? We wanted it so badly, but, you know, we didn't quite have the money at the time. And there we were, and it was gale force winds down in Cornwall, pitching up the tent. The children are crying. In fact, Ted, the youngest, was running wild.
Well, yes, I think it was 3 hours into finally finishing putting the tent together. And then in the distance, in comes a Bailey 620 caravan. Everyone looking warm with their cocoa, having a
so
lovely
true.
Time. And I looked like I'd literally just jumped into the Atlantic Sea.
It was like one of those really low moments as a family. But they were sat there in their gorgeously warm caravan, sipping a cup of tea. And we were just like drowned rats at the campsite, weren't we?
Do you remember one holiday in Cornwall we actually ran out of money and what we needed to do to make
now,
money for the rest of the trip?
Oh my goodness, literally, the whole truth is definitely coming out. Now, we were staying in this cottage, weren't we? And it was completely, you know, it was a bit of an old cottage, about 300 years. And we'd saved, because this now we'd been upgraded from the tent to a cottage. And then we got there and we realised, actually, we didn't have any holiday money saved. So what did we do, Autumn?
We made scones and we put a little table outside the front, and me and Ted sold them.
And we
did so well. Literally, everyone walking past thought we were locals, because that's something that you do in Cornwall. You sell your jam, you sell your, you know, produce. And we did really well. I think we... How much did we...
They
like
were 30
pounds?
No, they were
30p.
No, we made 70 pounds in total, and that was just amazing. And the thing was, is they were 30p each. But do you know what happened? Maybe you might not remember, but we made lots of friends.
Yeah.
Because people came by. And
we still have them on Facebook.
Yeah, we're still friends with them now. Yeah. That day of the scone making. And the thing was, is the next day we said, oh, shall we go to the beach? But actually what you all wanted to do was to make the scones again.
But I think it's nice actually to compare is, I remember when we went on our first holiday, we went to Egypt.
Oh, this was a big deal. We actually went abroad.
And I'll never forget it. It was just so lovely. We had such a good like time together, staying out late in the evenings and, you know, going out snorkeling. And it was such a big deal for us to go somewhere abroad, like on an aeroplane.
Yeah. And we felt, as you know, as parents, we felt really, really proud of that. But now we're going to go for a little break. So we'll come back in a moment. So keep it at Pearl 102 FM, the number one fun station in the UAE. And we'll be right back with lots more Bearing All stories of family life in the Sherrington Boyds.
You are listening to Happy Families with Principal Lisa, only on 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE.
Hello everyone, welcome back. You're listening to Happy Families with Principal Lisa. I'm Lisa, and today I'm joined in the studio with my very own family. So I've got my husband Gary here and my daughter Autumn, who also works with me in the nursery, and she's 24. So there's been a lot of family stories been bared here today. I feel quite exposed. I hope you don't judge me at home there. But so look, we want to carry on the conversation. So in our family, the children, we brought the children up in the wilds of the Cornish countryside in the UK. And for those of you who haven't been to Cornwall, if I could just paint a picture for you, it's a very special place, but big rocks, you know, wide open beaches, lots and lots of wind, but very, very simple life. But my husband made the big sacrifice to work up in London and to travel between the two, and it was often a long journey. And I think that some families here in Dubai may have similar situations where we've got, you know, parents having to travel to go to, you know, to go to Oman, Jordan, Lebanon, you know, perhaps short trips but coming back at the weekend. So how can we create that sense of family? What could families do, Gary? Do you think what really helped you when you would come back from traveling after a week at work and you would come back to the family?
Well, I think going back to what we were talking about originally with regards to the dinner time, you know, working in London all week, that the idea of us sitting all together on a Friday night, catching up with all our news and things that have been happening at school, good news, maybe some bad news with regards to someone maybe being naughty throughout the week, and it's a wait till your father gets home conversation.
That's right. But actually, you say that, I would often ring you and I would be there with the children and I'd say, you parented by telephone sometimes.
I often, in really high powered meetings closing big deals, I'd get a phone call, right, talk to your daughter, right, talk to your son, talk some sense into them.
Because, you know, it's not, and you know, and we'll have families at home today that perhaps are parenting on their own, and part of my life was often, you know, during the week was being at home with the three children, you know, whilst trying to work. And it is a challenge, and you often feel guilty, I think, as a parent, because you think, well, you know, oh, I didn't do that, or I didn't make it to their school show, or, you know, I didn't really pack their lunchbox properly today. Or I do think we feel a lot of guilt. What would you say to that, Gary?
I mean, I think that especially here in the UAE, when you know in your nursery, when you're having shows, I'm thrilled to see it's still very female orientated with regards to the audience, the parent that comes, but it's nice to see so many parents come to your nursery to see their kids and see their friends' kids perform and sing songs and such, you know. But I think it's just very important that when you're together, you're together. And, you know, I saw a thing the other day. I think we were all having breakfast together, and there was a table, two or three tables down from us. And you got a young child, maybe six or seven, two younger parents as well, so a young family. And the two parents were having a really in-depth, pleasant conversation, and the kid was on an iPad. And I think over about a 13, 15 minute period, no one even paid any attention to the kid. And I think that's a challenge now. Maybe a challenge that we didn't have when our kids were young, but it's all, I think, comparable because there were still Game Boys, there were still TVs, there was still the beginning of games machines and such, but nothing that really was mobile.
Yeah,
like,
but do you think, obviously I've got 130 families in our nursery that I speak to, you know, every day, and parents, you know, are really doing their best, but it's about the missed opportunity that was there, you know. So bring, why do you think that was a missed opportunity within that family, that they were eating their dinner together but one of the children was on an iPad?
I think also it is a very much a missed opportunity. I mean, I teach FS1, so in my class I have 24-year-olds. And I love conversations with them. You know, we all sit and eat. What we try to instill in our nursery is we all have family meals together. Everything's put on the table in the middle. The children serve themselves and we all talk. And I have wonderful conversations. I think you've got to have high expectations for children and really treat them as an individual and as an equal. You know, I always try to include them in every conversation I have about what I've done on the weekend. That conversation that the parents were having, they could definitely include the child. You know, you've got to have high expectations.
Yeah. In fact, actually, next week, on next week's show, we've got a mummy blogger, Dubai Mama, coming in, and she's very much a passionate advocate for, you know, for that sense of family and creating those conversations. So I'm looking forward to her coming back next week. But so look, I often say to the mums in my nursery, look, if I could go back in time, you know, Principal Lisa goes back to young mum Lisa, what advice would I give my younger self? And I think the advice I would give is you're doing a great job. It's okay. It's going to work out. They're going to survive childhood. They're going to go to university. It's all going to be okay. But what would you say to a mum, you know, because you're 24 and, you know, and I suppose in many ways your childhood wasn't that long ago. What, you know, do you remember the things I got wrong quite as much?
Yeah, I mean,
actually, as I do.
Listening to Dad earlier and you saying how he had to make that sacrifice, I mean, I don't think I've ever thanked him, so thank you for doing that.
Oh, that's really nice. But
yeah, this is the thing, is, and what I say to parents all the time at school is, you know, don't be so hard on yourself. If I look back, I remember all the good things. I really don't remember the time you didn't watch me in the show. I think that's just how, you know, human nature is. If, you know, you remember the positive things and the things that really imprinted on you. So what I would say to mums is, don't give yourselves a hard time. You're doing your best and it will all work out. For example, you know, Ted, my younger brother, was notoriously naughty and now he's doing a master's degree and I haven't even done one. So
you'll do one soon. Principal Autumn of the future. But you're right though, you know, and especially say like with our youngest Ted, you know, I would often get, we would get called into school all the time because he was running around the garden, I don't know, in the rain, and he wouldn't listen to the teacher and he wouldn't come in. And do you know what? And then you'd go to the school and the teacher would tell you what he'd done, and we would just be exasperated because actually there's not a lot you can do at that point because the behaviour's already happened in school. But you know, he's done really well, you know, and he's turned out and he's got a first class honours degree. But we worried so much, didn't we?
We did, but I think we worried as well because the schools didn't know really how to deal with him and manage him. And I think in today's schooling world, as teachers and principals, you'd probably agree that the kind of challenges that we had with Ted probably wouldn't be there as much today because schools maybe are a bit more hands-on now and a little bit more savvy with regards to learning difficulties and challenges with kids and so on. Yeah. But I think one of the biggest problems we had is it was just so much negativity surrounding Ted from the schools. I mean, the amount of rows that I used to have with headmistresses and headmasters because, you know, they just wanted to sort of label him. But as I say, he's been living in Plymouth now. Since we've been in Dubai, he's been living in Plymouth more or less on his own, putting himself through college, and now he's doing his master's degree, and he'll be back with us at the
end
of February.
And in fact, I'm in touch with a couple of his teachers, you know, and they're amazed that, but you know, I talk about this to parents all the time. All children present in a different way. And I think sometimes as teachers we can say, oh well, you know, we can blame the parents, but we have to be responsible as teachers. We have to say that what behaviour happens in our classroom is the only behaviour that we're responsible for, and we have to change the environment so that we bring out the best in children in the classroom. But you see, you could say the same at home. You know, we have to create the right environment for children to behave well at home, because most of the time actually Ted was quite well behaved for us because there was a lot of outdoor activity. You know, we'd take him for lots and lots of walks, and that got rid of that excess energy. So, you know, as we kind of close the show, what kind of tips and advice would we give to our families at home?
Well, I was just thinking about what Dad was talking about at restaurants. Like, for example, it's some tips, and, you know, if you think, right, okay, if I don't give them the iPad, what can I do instead? You can just play fun games like I Spy. You can sort of pretend you're a restaurant reviewer. Me and the children do that all the time.
In fact, you're taking them all to Dubai Mall, aren't you?
I'm taking my children to the Cheesecake Factory, actually, because they're all very interested in ordering food. I think that's also something you do, facilitate independence. You know, children don't need to be passive. They don't need to sit there and not order. Let them order. Let them be an active participator in that experience.
Give them choices.
Give them choices, and then you really get them involved. And then I remember you taking us to a restaurant down in Devon, actually, and all of us, all children, squeezing on the bench, and it just. We played old What's on the Wall, I Spy, we played games.
That was the smuggler's haunt in beer.
But we did that sort of thing. We played games, we played Rose and Thorn. You know, what's the best part of this experience?
Right. So turn it into a fun experience. You know, so can you order this time? But this time, order in the voice of a monster. Can you, you know, please go up to the lady over there and go and thank her for the lovely dinner. You know, just get children involved, get them a part of it. And it's like what you say, you want children to be an active participator. So, you know, and I think that that's what we try to do as well in the nursery. What would you say, Gary?
I think they're all transferable, whether it's the UAE, whether it's Saudi Arabia, whether it's...
What, parenting tips?
Yeah.
Think it's the same
yeah,
everywhere?
I think that what we did 15 years ago, and you know, when the kids were younger, you can still do today. I mean, there's no excuse not to have a family meal. You know, I know life's different here in the UAE with regards to, you know, I would say it's quite actually expensive to cook your own meal here. But you've still got amazing things like, you know, food delivery companies. You still should be able to have that one meal a week together as a cohesive family unit. You know, when you do go out, don't take the phones or don't take the iPads with you. Just even if it's just to pop out for a piece of cake and a coffee for an hour, you don't need... You know, all the phones go in mum's handbag and they don't come out until the bill's paid.
I think what you're trying to say is that it doesn't matter where you are. It's about that positive approach to parenting, and it's a can do. So, yes, when it's 45 degrees outside, that might mean you can't have your picnic on the beach, but you could have the picnic in the house. Now, children love that sort of thing. So get a big blanket, put it, you know, in your front room, and have the picnic in the front room. Play some kind of picnicky music. It's about creating magic and thinking outside the box, you know, but just taking a positive approach of, yes, we can do that, I can do. And in fact, next week, one of our fabulous mummy bloggers coming on to talk about this the same. But I think you're right, Gary, so thank you. But I just want to thank you both for, you know, for coming on the show today and sharing everything.
It just made me think, that's why I liked that Azuki bean pies, because you always made it magical. So I believed what you, the magic you made, you know.
It wasn't it would that
have
great.
It would have to be played as magical when it tasted so bad. Januaries in our house were so dark and just so depressing.
But because it's so cold.
Well, it's cold. And also in the UK, historically, everyone is on a bit of a downer in January. Yeah. Anyway, because of the weather, and it's cold and it's dark. But I think if there's no meat allowed for a whole month, that just makes it even worse.
Oh, bless you. Thanks so much for coming in today and sharing so many of these lovely stories with the families at home. So I just want to send my best wishes to you all at home, say thank you for tuning in this week, and I'll see you again very soon. Stay tuned, keep it at Pearl 102 FM, the number one fun station in the UAE.
You are tuned into Happy Families with Principal Lisa, only on 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE.